here online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Justice Minister says she doesn't want to have to re-implement any measures that have recently been relaxed. Helen McEntee was speaking amid concerns about scenes on the streets in Dublin after pubs opened at the weekend. The Garda Commissioner, meanwhile, says that Gardaí are ready to act if they see people behaving responsibly. However, Gardaí say the vast majority of pubs are operating properly. Foreign travel represents the most significant risk for the renewed spread of coronavirus, according to the Foreign Affairs Minister. The Cabinet is meeting at the moment to discuss the issue, and the Agriculture Minister, Barry Cowan, is expected to make a dull statement on his drink driving qualification this week. And later in the bulletin, at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. Good evening. We begin, though, with discussions about travel and pubs, and the Taoiseach is warning that the full reopening of pubs could be delayed. Micheál Martin is hitting out at scenes over the weekend, which saw hundreds of people gathered to drink in some locations. Pubs are due to fully reopen on the 20th of this month. That's 2 weeks from today. But the Taoiseach told Red FM today that that mightn't not now happen.
As you know, the full opening was to take place on the 20th of July, and you know, people do need to behave. It could be delayed, yes, and we'll get advice from the public health officials. We are worried about it, and some of the scenes that were witnessed are just very worrying, because social distancing was not being complied with at all.
Well, the Justice Minister says she doesn't want to have to re-implement any measures that have recently been relaxed. Helen McEntee says it's vital that people act responsibly.
Of course, we've seen maybe some scenes over the weekend that were disappointing, and I would ask and I would urge everybody to comply with public health regulation, because we have come so far, we have made such great progress, and while we have been able to implement measures and bring them forward, what we don't want is to have to re-implement any of these measures that we have now relaxed over the last while.
Well, the Garda Commissioner says the vast majority of the 6,000 licensed premises checked over the weekend were complying with public health guidelines. Gardaí have been checking that pubs are serving substantial meals with drinks and ensuring customers are staying for a maximum of 1 hour and 45 minutes. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has warned that the full reopening of pubs could be delayed, as we've heard. But Commissioner Drew Harris says Gardaí are ready to act if they see people behaving responsibly.
If we see a situation, we have our powers to deal with that. We've submitted a report to government on what we experienced over the weekend, and then we'll see what will come from that following our further discussions with government. But this is a situation. It's evolving in terms of the practice that we're seeing in licensed premises, and we're responding in terms of our operation.
Well, foreign travel represents the most significant risk for the renewed spread of coronavirus, according to the Foreign Affairs Minister. Cabinet is this evening discussing a range of measures to do with international travel. A green list of safe countries to visit, which was expected to have been published on Thursday, has now been deferred. Instead, the opening of holiday travel is being delayed until at least this day fortnight, July 20th. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says the government will be cautious in its approach.
There's been quite a lot of work in this space. In the last few weeks, there's a bit more work to conclude before we can have a green list. But certainly, I think we're anxious to move into that space, while at the same time being really quite cautious, because I think everybody knows now that the most significant risk in terms of the spread of this virus is probably linked to international travel from now on.
Agriculture Minister and Marine Minister Barry Cowan is attending that cabinet meeting this evening. He's expected to make a dull statement this week on his drink driving qualification in 2016. The minister will request dull time to make a statement on the matter. However, the mechanism doesn't allow opposition TDs put questions to him. Minister Cowan was put off the road for 3 months in 2016 for drink driving while on a provisional licence, something about which he didn't brief the party leader, Micheál Martin. Well, a number of government ministers said today they're satisfied with Barry Cowan's explanation of the drink driving ban at the weekend. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Arriving to the cabinet meeting in Dublin Castle, Barry Cowan had no comment on his drink driving ban from 2018. Over the weekend, he said he was embarrassed by it and that it showed a serious lack of judgment on his part. No comment either today from his Fianna Fáil ministerial colleagues, but the other parties in the coalition said they accepted his version of events. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar saying he was happy with the explanation.
He addressed addressed the issue very well yesterday on TV, and I'm satisfied with the explanation he's given.
As was Green Party leader Eamon Ryan.
Yeah, I think he apologised, and what he did was wrong on both the drink driving, obviously, and driving on a provisional licence, so and the appropriate fines were made.
Ministers are also discussing the July stimulus package and the multi-billion euro investment to be made in restarting Ireland's economy.
This week sees City of Derry Airport's flight schedule increase, with Loganair's London Stansted service increasing in frequency. Loganair's Glasgow service is returning, and Ryanair are also recommencing their Edinburgh and Liverpool services. The resumption of more regular flights from City of Derry has been described as a positive step in the recovery phase for the travel and tourism industry north of the border and for Northern Ireland as a whole. With more, here's Greg Hughes.
Loganair's London Stansted service is now operating every day, with double daily flights available on busier days of the week, and the Glasgow service is currently available 2 days per week, increasing to 4 days at the end of July. Ryanair's Edinburgh and Liverpool services are available 2 days per week for this opening period, which will also increase to 4 days per week later in the year. In a statement, Mr. Steve Fraser, Managing Director of City of Derry Airport, outlined how crucial health and safety is at this time, and subsequently have introduced a number of new measures at the airport to protect all persons passing through. Mr. Fraser said that they want to provide passengers with the confidence to travel when they feel ready, and reassure them that they will be safe throughout their airport journey. For more information on flights available from City of Derry Airport, visit cityofderryairport.com.
Well, a further 9 people have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland, but no more deaths have been reported since the figures were last updated on Friday. The death toll there remains 554. There have been 5,756 cases confirmed in the north. Here, teachers' unions are calling for more substitutes to be hired when schools return in late August. There are fears that some schools won't reopen fully unless cover is available for all teachers with potential COVID-19 symptoms. With more, here's Shane Beattie.
Teacher and school management representatives are meeting Department of Education officials every week to ensure schools reopen safely in August. The safe return of primary schools will be discussed tomorrow. But there are worries they won't get fully back to normal until substitute teachers are found for all absences. Public health advice says anyone with COVID-19 symptoms should stay away from work. This includes things like colds and flu. Unions say this will have a major impact on staffing, as classes cannot be split between other teachers, so panels of substitutes should be hired. Education officials are also under pressure to provide funding for extra cleaning and hygiene, which could cost €24 million by Christmas alone.
Other news, and a new all-weather Oranelagh lifeboat, which will be permanently based at Clifton in Connemara, will carry the names of up to 10,000 people placed on it by their loved ones. It's part of Launch a Memory, a fundraising campaign which is now being used for a second time by the organisation. The Shannon-class all-weather lifeboat will be launched in early 2022. Today, the Oranelagh confirmed the first name to be put on the new lifeboat will be that of 26-year-old Lee Early, the deputy coxswain of the Aran Moore lifeboat, who lost his life in an accident on the island last year. Lee's father, Jimmy, is the current coxswain of the lifeboat. Oranelagh official Owen Medland has been liaising with the family and has worked closely with Oranelagh Aran Moore for many years. He says this is a very important initiative.
It's a unique way to commemorate people's loved ones. People can add their name to the side of a brand new Shannon class lifeboat. And on this occasion, for Launch a Memory 2, we're looking at this for Clifton. There's a huge connection with Ireland. So it's an exciting campaign. It's incredibly emotive, really a super way to commemorate and remember our loved ones.
And there's an extra layer of emotion attached to Donegal, because the first name to appear on the boat will be that of Lee Early, the deputy cox of the Aran Moore Oranelagh, someone who had the lifeboat and the lifeboat service very much in his blood.
Yes, one of our family. It was actually a privilege and a real honour to be able to ask the Early family if they would consider our ask that Lee's name was the first to be placed onto this this boat. I must mention the boat will be some time away for Clifton. The timelines we'd be looking into early 2022 before we physically see the lifeboat for Clifton. But you know, just bringing that link between our RNLI family on the island of Ireland is meaningful, and we're really grateful to the Early family for allowing us to do that.
Owen Medland of the RNLI. Gardaí are investigating a weekend assault in Letterkenny. The incident is believed to have happened at around 3:15 yesterday morning at a house in Brookfield Heights. A woman in her 30s was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made and investigations are ongoing. An investigation is continuing after a large number of tyres were slashed on cars in the Ballybuffet area over the weekend. Residents in the Glenpatrick Park and Sesha View areas discovered their car tyres destroyed yesterday morning. It's thought up to 20 cars were damaged in the attack. Local councillor Patrick McGowan is urging anyone with information to come forward.
It's a case of senseless vandalism, like, and there's no gain at all for whoever done this. And as I say, Ballybuffet has been quite quiet, you know, recently, and just with the odd disturbance, but and that's the way we'd like to keep it. But I certainly would appeal to anyone that has any information to contact the Gardaí. I think, you know, just that if everybody sort of kept an eye out.
And as you say, it was quite an unusual incident and quite sustained in the fact that there were so many cars damaged. Somebody is bound to have seen something at some point during the night on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I understand from the Gardaí that the investigations are ongoing and they're gathering up information. We don't know, maybe somebody drove in or drove out of the state at some stage and maybe picked something up unusual or haven't been contacted yet. So we can just hope that somebody will, and perhaps someone has information out there to keep them to themselves, you know. But like, this type of thing has to be stopped. As I say, it's pure vandalism. There's, you know, there can't be any motive, and there's certainly no gain for nobody out of it. So, you know, people need to do the right thing here and come forward and report whoever it was, or give whatever information, no matter how little or how on part you may think of this, come forward and give it to the Gardaí.
And that was Councillor Patrick McGowan. Deals is opening a new store in Buncrana later this month as part of an expansion which will see three new premises in Ireland, creating a total of 75 new jobs. The other new outlets are in Dublin and Cork. They'll be opening on July 16th. More than €125,000 in cash has been seized after 16 searches were carried out in County Longford this morning. The Criminal Assets Bureau also seized 11 high-end vehicles during the operation. With more detail, here's John Crosby.
During these 16 searches, officers seized €110,000 and £14,000 in cash. Bank accounts with over €80,000 were also frozen. In total, 12 residential, 3 commercial and 1 professional premises were searched. 3 caravans were seized, along with 11 Jeeps and vans, including a Mercedes and Ford Ranger. Power washers, designer watches, handbags and shoes were also seized. The CAB investigation is focused on an organised crime group based in County Longford who are suspected to be involved in the sale and supply of drugs. Gardaí say the gang are heavily involved in a local feud in the county and have a large property portfolio due to their involvement in criminal activity.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with soccer, and Tottenham manager Jose Mourinho still believes his side can finish in the Premier League's top six. Defeated Sheffield United last Thursday leaves Spurs in 10th place ahead of tonight's visit of Everton. It's 11 years since Tottenham last missed out in European football, and Mourinho's hoping to avoid the same fate.
It's also possible that we don't get into a top six position, and if that happens, of course we have to look at it not smiling, but we have to look at it with optimism and look at it with a professional profile of next season has to be different.
Well, a win for Seamus Coleman and his Everton teammates will see them move above Spurs in the table. That one kicks off at 8 o'clock this evening. Also this evening, there's the Skybet League One playoffs. Oxford United and Portsmouth have just started. They've gone into that game at 1-1 after Friday's first leg. Ronan Curtis, of course, got in the score sheet last week, and the former Derry City player is hoping to get in the score sheet this evening again and help his side try and make the playoff finals. Wycombe Wanderers and Fleetwood Town are meeting later on tonight in the other semi-final. Scottish Premiership champion Celtic will start their title defence at home to Hamilton on Sunday, the 2nd of August. Neil Lennon's side, of course, chasing a record straight 10th straight league crown. But the season commences the day before, with Aberdeen hosting Rangers in one of four fixtures on Saturday. The opening Old Firm match is scheduled for October 17th at Celtic Park. The SPFL say the season will start on time next month, subject to approval from the Scottish Government. Manchester United midfielder Nemanja Matic has signed a new three-year contract with the Premier League club. The deal will keep the 31-year-old Serbian international at Old Trafford until 2023. To Gaelic Games, Termin GA Club are set to benefit to the tune of €500,000 following a social contribution from Californian-based businesswoman Nicole Shanahan. Shanahan has opted to make the Donegal club part of her investment visa, and it comes as a timely injection for Termin, who are in the process of raising €1 million for a new clubhouse facility at their Burn Road home. Gibson and Associates played a key role in securing the funding. Managing partner Darren Gibson is also chairman of the Termin Minor Board. He told Greg Hughes in this morning's 9 till noon show that the funding is a major boost for the club.
Yeah, it's fantastic news. Great for the club, great for the community, and indeed great for the GAA as well. You know, it's testament to the good work the GAA has been doing over the course of the last 100 years, but in particular, I mean, its response during the recent global pandemic has been immense. GAA clubs throughout Donegal and indeed the country have really stood up. And it's exactly that type of activity that draws in this type of investment. You know, if you're doing the right thing, investment tends to find its way to you.
Looking ahead to tonight, Brendan Devaney's guests on the DL debate will be Donegal legend Anthony Molloy and two-time All-Star Kevin Cassidy. Kevin is in the middle of club championship preparations with Gweedore as they try to claim back the title that they lost to Niamh Connell last year. The talk in GA circles at the moment is all about the club v county on player availability, and Kevin says the top table need to make the right call.
The big mistake for me was when the president came out and said there'd be no sanctions. Like, what the hell did he think was going to happen? Do you know what I mean? Counties were going to go back training and like they did, and you can't blame them because they're hearing, just say, if a, you know, whatever, counties back training, they're not going to be left behind, so they're going to ask their players to come in. So it's either one or the other for me, Davey, and Crow Park have to decide this. If it's a case where the lads are to be training one night with a county, then just do it across the board. It saves all the hassle with clubs and rows and put players in awkward positions. So I think Crow Park have to make a decision and they have to be strong whatever way they're going to go.
That's Kevin Cassidy speaking to Brendan Devaney on the DL debate, which is available tonight on air just after the 7 o'clock news, and also available online in the sports section of highlandradio.com. Well, the draws for all of the 2020 Michael Murphy Sports Championships will take place this week. They will be held on Thursday evening, starting at 7 o'clock, and the draws will be available live on official Donegal GA's Facebook page. In cricket, it's been confirmed that Ireland will play World Champions England in three one-day internationals this summer. All three matches will be played behind closed doors in Southampton. Ireland will face their English counterparts on July 30th, August 1st and August 4th. England also have confirmed Test and T20 series with Pakistan. And in snooker, organisers of the World Championship remain hopeful that they will be allowed a crowd at the Crucible Theatre. The delayed tournament is due to get underway on the 31st of this month. The World Snooker Tour say they remain in discussions with the UK government over the possibility of allowing some fans into the Sheffield venue. And that's it from the sports desk for today. I'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. There are fears that the Irish language and the Gaelic have been officially downgraded over a decision to amalgamate the Gaelic portfolio with the likes of media, tourism and sport. It's felt the decision could result in Gaelic and Irish language initiatives potentially losing out on funding. Donal O'Croisha is language planning officer for the Gweedore and Ranafast areas. He says the government must now reassure communities that the Irish language will not be sidelined over other issues.
The Taoiseach himself, Micheál Martin, gave an interview there last week and he outlined the responsibilities Dara Cleary will have as the government chief whip. And he says it's a very central role, partly because of the tripartite government we're going to have, and that his role will be vital keeping it all together. He didn't mention that he had other responsibilities with Gaeltacht and sport as well. So you can see that it's been marginalised, that the department's been marginalised again. And even after all the promises, you know, leading up to the election, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil and the Greens given, and give, you know, they promised that they would look again at having the Gaeltacht as a part of a full government ministry again. Again, a report after report has also, or survey after survey, has indicated that the Irish people want the Irish language funded, want the Irish language to remain as a central part of our identity. And we're heading towards 100 years of the Free State. And when you think of the vision that those people that founded the state had in the 1920s, where's the vision today? What vision do the government parties have today of the Gaeltacht and of the Irish-speaking communities? Is it still central to the identity of the state?
Belfast City Council has apologised to 8 families who were denied the same size of cremation service that was received by IRA veteran Bobby Storey on the day of his funeral. Mr. Storey's service in East Belfast last Tuesday was the only one of 9 that day, which 30 people were allowed to attend. However, the coronavirus regulations on outdoor gatherings in Northern Ireland had changed from 10 to 30 people late on Monday. The council says it took the operational decision to apply the new restriction from Mr. Storey's cremation onwards. The council said today that decision was an error of judgment. Many of Donegal's main beaches are now wheelchair accessible. 13 beaches are included, while a number of beach wheelchairs are available at a number of locations. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
There are now 13 wheelchair accessible beaches in Donegal. They include Bundoran, Culdaff, Downings, Fintra, Ladies Bay, Lisfannan, Mirva, Nairn, Port New, Port Arthur, Port na Blah, Rathmullen, Rossnoyla and Strove. While Donegal County Council has beach wheelchairs available for use at 6 beaches, those wishing to avail of a beach wheelchair are advised to book in advance. The use of the beach wheelchair is free of charge. Beach wheelchairs can be booked by contacting the various locations where the wheelchairs are available. A list of all contact details can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
And Donegal County Council has launched its Summer Stars reading programme as libraries across the county begin a phased reopening. The initiative is designed to keep children's literacy levels high during the summer holidays. It will run from tomorrow through July and August. A browse and borrow service will be available at 5 libraries across the county. There'll be activities including arts and crafts in the libraries in Buncrana, Bundoran and Letterkenny. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Rina Donaghy, says it's a very important initiative.
So it's more or less to ensure that children's literacy levels don't fall during the summer months, and it's to generate a lifelong interest in libraries and books, and to encourage children to read and to engage maybe reluctant readers with a variety of online activities.
And there's more information and a full list of activities available on the website donegallibrary.ie. Well, that's Highland Radio News for now. We'll take a look at the weather forecast, and Meteirin tell us it'll be mainly dry at first tonight, but rain will extend from the Atlantic with some heavy falls, particularly in the west. Minimum overnight temperatures 8 to 11. Winds mostly light southwesterly, backing southerly. Tomorrow Tuesday, mostly overcast with outbreaks of rain, heavy at times. The north coast will see some good dry spells. Maximum temperatures 12 to 14 degrees Celsius. Winds mostly light. Main stories in brief this evening, and the Taoiseach is warning the full reopening of pubs could be delayed if we see repeats of scenes where hundreds of people gathered outside bars to drink in some locations around the country at the weekend. The Justice Minister says she doesn't want to have to re-implement any measures that have recently been relaxed, though the Garda Commissioner did say that the vast majority of the 6,000 licensed premises checked by Gardaí over the weekend were complying with public health guidelines. Drew Harris says they are ready to act if they see people behaving irresponsibly. The Foreign Affairs Minister says foreign travel represents the most significant risk for the renewed spread of coronavirus. It's now said to be this day fortnight, July 20th, before we see the green list for countries to which foreign travel is allowed. And the Agriculture Minister, Barry Cowan, will make a dull statement on his drink driving charge this week. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 6th of July. The death has occurred of Tommy McCafferty, Old Town, Letterkenny. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. Due to HSC and the government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private, please. The death has taken place of Peggy Boyce, Strand Road, Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the house is private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of John McLaughlin, Den, Carraway Road, Carndonna. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonna Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund or any family member. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are for family only, please. The death has occurred of Mary McDermott, née O'Kane, Peter, late of 52 Main Street, Feeney, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow, leaving at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Banagher, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Parkinson's UK Foyle Branch, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Mary Duffy, late of Kingsford Park, County Derry. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please.